Welcome to the Mothers You Know podcast. Thank you for being here. This is a place where we as women remember the spirit God gave us. We know how much we matter, and we believe all things are possible to them that believe on this Savior Jesus Christ. Here at Mothers You Know, we support the parents of young men in the Sons of Helaman and young women in the Daughters of Light programs at Life Changing Services. These programs provide therapeutic and mentoring services for youth struggling with depression, anxiety, self-harm, pornography, and any other unwanted or difficult behaviors. We offer parent support, training, and resources for mothers and fathers seeking the best way to support their loved one. Any mother is welcome to join in the Mothers Who Know classes, support, and training. You do not need to have a child in Life Changing Services to join in. We hope you'll join us. I am Karen Broadhead. I serve as the director of Mothers You Know, and I serve as the parent support specialist at Life Changing Services. I invite you to join with me and other mothers from across the country in our Warrior Mothers Who Know online support and training group. If you have a child struggling with pornography, depression, anxiety, or other difficult behaviors, you will find a safe and uplifting place to learn from other moms and learn principles and strategies to best support your loved one. Please go to motherswhoknow.org to find the online meeting details. We talk about difficult things here with the intent to shine light in dark corners and to eliminate isolation and shame. We are mothers with warrior hearts who are raising the warriors of this generation. We know we must learn to fight well for ourselves first. Then we can confidently support and cheer on our loved ones in the best ways. Welcome, ladies, to Warrior Mothers Who Know. I love this meeting. I like it so much. This meeting has been going longer than any other resource that we have for at Mothers Who Know, and I'm so grateful for the things that we learn together here. I'm glad when our clinicians come and do Q&As with us and our trainers come and help us, but this is my favorite. I like it when we put our hearts and our heads together and we see this is a very common ground, very safe space for us to be where we're at and to feel the feelings we're having where we're at, as well as have questions on our heart and that we want to maybe discuss. And we get so much done in these meetings just by the care and the love we have in that space, as well as having the courageous vulnerability to share with each other and then allow the Spirit to teach us along the way. It's been so awesome. I was thinking, I can remember sitting in the window seat of my dining room in the previous house that we lived in and looking out at the driveway and then beyond the driveway out at the tops of the houses and over across the valley, and just feeling so sad, and knowing that there were things that I needed to do, and deciding that I was just gonna sit there. Awesome, gonna do anything. Because I was just so sad, and so hurt, and so confused. What was going on in our family. And I was, I guess, disarmed. I did not understand how I could work so hard being a mom and want so much for my children to be safe and to be successful and be working so hard at that in all these areas of their life. And then to discover that my son was struggling with understanding how to have self-mastery, and me being his number one trainer. And I didn't know how to think about all of that. So when my son was 13 years old, not when he was 13, we found out just how far and how deep and how hard he was struggling and how much he was hurting. But I didn't even think of he's hurting. I thought of that's hurting me so much that he's hurting like that. I saw it more as a, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? How come he's struggling so much in sexual self-mastery? And how did this happen? He's such a good boy. He's such a good boy. And so I had no idea what to do about that. There weren't any resources that I could find. I found a therapist that would see my son and said he thought he might be able to help. And literally, this is how clueless I was when I found out what was going on with my son. Guess what? The first place I thought to go to was maybe the doctor's office would be able to help me to know what to do about this. Maybe they'd have someone that they refer people to. And so, let's see. Part of our journey involved us going to talk to the police. And I can remember thinking, I need help. And you're like the service profession. You're a policeman. And if we're coming to you to talk about stuff that's super uncomfortable to us, and super scary, I'm sure you've had this experience before, so you probably have up your sleeve who I need to talk to next for some help. And guess where he told me to go talk to? He said, you should go talk to the principal. Talk to the principal of the school. And I thought about that. And anyway, and then he also recommended the health center. And so it was just so tricky to not be able to find any support or help or answers. And this was like in 2005, 2007, right in there. And since then, lots of amazing things have happened with that son of mine. And I have two other sons, and we've been navigating lots of things. And I've been so grateful for life-changing services. I've been very thankful to be just have this experience to be able to support women who are in that place of, what just happened? What is happening? What am I supposed to do? And who am I supposed to talk to? And who can help us with this? And what's my role? Something I did for so long was just work with my son. I became the resource, right? Now we're gonna go through this workbook that I found, and we're gonna read it together. We're gonna make charts, we're gonna talk a lot, and we're gonna have rewards and consequences, and we're gonna, just do all this stuff, right? And I'll never forget the day that my son had gone to see the therapist for maybe two or three times, and he said, he came out a little early and I was out in the waiting room. He said, can I just talk to you for a minute? I just want to talk to you. And I sat down and he said the word addict to me. Your son is an addict. And you know what? My son was a nice boy. My son was pretty cool. And I was super confused about all that, but just him saying, your son is an addict, I would be had so much in me. I just wanted to slap him for saying that. I just felt like, I am gonna slap you for saying that. And of course I didn't, but I had such strong feelings. Right? No, he's not an addict. He can't be an addict. And so that was just, so hard. Such a hard time. And since then, I've come to learn a lot of things. And they call me the parent support specialist at Life Changing Services, but I think you are all specialists because we each are experts in our own lives. We're experiencing things in the very trenches of what's going on. And because we have this shared experience and share here, amazing things have happened here as we share. Today I was just thinking it would be good for us to just say, just have this question. What is our question? If I were to say, why are you in this meeting and what is your mess, right? What is your mess in this meeting? Like, what brings your heart here? Because the reason we call this Warrior Mother's Voice is because this meeting is for women who understand the battle is real. It's real. And we are trying to keep the Savior and our thoughts of His being able to heal and help forefront in our mind, but navigating what that looks like and all the emotions and worry in it all, very tricky. And the process of healing and recovery and takes much longer than we expect. And so there needs to be a powerful, like invigorating, spirit-filled place where women can say, this is how we help and lift ourselves in this space while we support the Lord while He's doing His work with our kids. And it just helps us to be a better support to God's work. What is your mess? And where are you stuck in your mess? Because we all have a mess, but if you were to say, this is my mess, where are you stuck in your mess? I would just love for us to know, here's the mess. This is where I'm stuck. And if you're stuck to the point of, I'm so stuck, I don't even know where I'm stuck. I'm so stuck. I'm just stuck. And that's great too. That's the beauty of this meeting, is everybody comes at a different space, right? And so it's so awesome that we can help each other, because everybody relates to that. I don't know, I'm just super stuck. So in the chat, let's just enter, what's your mess and where are you stuck? Where are you stuck? Just want to welcome you ladies, every one of you, for being here, but especially you gals that are here for the first time, just newer here. Thanks so much for being with us. Keep being here. And I'm so happy to see you. We missed you. So good to see you. Okay, what's your mess? And where are you stuck?
While others are writing in, I have something to share. I haven't been here for like probably over a year now. Okay, I am making these teddy bears now. And I learned today that if you don't use the proper pattern, you got to cut it and retrim and try and fix it. If you don't follow what you already know to be what you like, you have to redo it.
What was the last thing you said?
You have to redo it. Yeah, so it adds to your, you're like, I know I like this pattern. And then you altered it or used a pattern not the original. And then you get back and you're like, oh, that added a little bit more work for me to do to have what I like. Follow the recipe. That's what my mess is right now at this moment in time, is having to redo my pattern.
That's so cool that you're making teddy bears. Teddy bears are one of my favorite things.
Yeah. I call them angel hug memory bears, like what you get from shirts from loved ones or dress or something like that. And so
awesome.
I have a friend that wanted some and I'm making them. And yeah.
We should hold one up in the camera so we can see it. Okay.
I have to find it.
Okay.
We're having Tom coming in. Thank you so much for being willing to dig a little deeper and put your thoughts together and share. That little bit of effort helps so much for all of us. The question was, in case you just popped on, because we were having new people popping on, let's see. Question was, what is your mess? Or you could think, what's heavy on your heart right now? And where are you stuck? And we're just sharing in the chat, seeing if we can help each other. And a lot of times the Spirit helps us individually with, as we verbalize and share. My husband is still having major health issues. He went into the doctor yesterday and he came out with minor surgery and stitches. We just can't seem to catch a break on his health. Loved ones that are tangled and trapped in tech, technology, gaming, pornography, scrolling, social media. So now what? Harping isn't really helping. My 20-year-old son has struggled with pornography. He's been working with a counselor the past 2 years. He won't talk to me or his dad about how he's doing. I emailed the counselor, but no response. I just wonder how my son is doing. I concentrate on connecting with him often. He is doing well in school, though. He has stopped going to church, which breaks my heart. Thanks for letting me share. Thank you so much for sharing. And just so you know, a lot of us, there's somebody here that understands all of this or some of this. And anyway, my mess is I'm going through a permanent separation from my parents because I have to protect myself and my kids from their psychological sexual abuse that has been happening as long as I can remember. I'm trying to navigate all that and try to make it the most healthy for my kids. And I often get spinning, and unfortunately, it comes out as anger towards my children. I'm trying to minimize and prevent that, stop the pattern, find some peace and clarity to prevent hurting my kids while I protect them the best I can. Summer is coming with my 6 kids, ages 6 to 18. How to help them be engaged in meaningful things? Yes. The fallout of my son's substance addiction has hurt his family so much. It is so messy that my heart feels like a battlefield of emotions. My mess is not being devastated, hurt, panicked, or anxious when my kids have their battles that they're working on. Sexual self-mastery, loss of jobs, overweight, health, getting into their major, etc. I'm stuck where I'm focusing more on their stuff than on my own, and then beating myself up when I don't do my goals and listening to Satan saying, I'm a loser and everything's going to blow up. I'm not truly trusting Jesus that he will help them through their battles. All will be well because of our covenants. Okay, let's see. Navigating being a parent to an adult to adult children, these are hard at times. Fighting for them as one son goes through the temple tonight and a daughter leaves on her mission tomorrow. Satan doesn't want that to happen, but it is because I'm a warrior mother and I will do my very best. Satan's using his tool of comparison to get to my mom heart. I see so much goodness happening in the families of women I know. Missions, marriages, kids making good choices, and turning their lives around. He's causing me to feel like, even though I've done a bunch of work to stand in my eternal truth and trust in God's timing, this evidence, my children's actions and choices, is causing me to do a lot of spinning. So kind, thank you.
Yeah, that's so helpful. You ladies, I just have to share this again just because that was so good. I shared this in the last meeting, but I just think it's so powerful. And are you seeing the Joshua 1:9?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, such a powerful scripture when you consider that being strong and of a good courage, right? Being not afraid or dismayed, right? Such a big deal. So much of what you wrote had this in it. Like, I was thinking, oh wow, that's very tricky. That would be a really hard decision to make, right? Such a hard decision to make for your family, or that would be such a stretchy thing to be navigating. Yeah, as we're considering all this, I did that because I just thought, let's all put in, what's your mess? Where are you stuck? Because we can address some of the things that you put in the chat, but most important to me is that we address someone who came today who's feeling like, you know, it'd be so cool as if I could just have a virtual hug. That would be so cool. And I could feel seen and validated in my mess and where I'm stuck, and also maybe get some feedback at where I'm at. Before I just go to something or ask somebody something from that chat, I just want to honor that that's the most important thing to do today, is to say, where are you at? And if you knew that in this meeting, you could share what's on your heart, and that everybody here would be so honoring of that and understanding of that's so challenging and it's messy. And how can we support you with that? Sometimes just sharing what's on your heart is supporting you with that. So I'm just gonna stop talking for a minute to see if anybody wants to say something. And be really neat atmosphere angel in this meeting. If you are ever feeling like, I do need some help, but I'm just not ready to say it yet, but you really would like some support, you can chat BJ privately and she can read your thoughts to us.
So Karen, are you saying if there's somebody here that's new or had a question or just wanted to share something, you wanted to go there first?
Right, because we can go. And I think if you wait till the end, it'll be like, that would have been nice to have some support, but I didn't really say anything until it was the end. Yeah. So as BJ was reading the chat, I was thinking to myself about how I can relate to so many of those things. And lots of them are very universal, like we can all relate to that. Right? Like the one that was about, there's just too much focus on technology around here and harping on it isn't helping, right? So now what do? I think, raise your hand if you can relate to that for sure. Me, right? It's so frustrating and it's so hard to understand all that. Like that's something universal. We could talk about that, right? And then I thought, what about recognizing that even though ideally I would love my family to be connected and feel like we're all safe and we nurture and strengthen each other, but what I've come to recognize is that I've got to separate from people that I love dearly, that I see as being unsafe for my children. And then I'm trying to navigate my own emotions in it all and be edifying about it. That's a lot, right? I think a lot of us can relate to trying to navigate the relations of families and how to do that in the healthiest way, especially when we see that we have to take an action or a stand. So hard. That's hard. Takes a lot of strength and good courage. Yeah. Let's see, what's another one? Just the whole meaningful summer, right? Aren't we all gearing up for summer's coming and it's gonna be summer. Everybody's here and doing and no set schedules like we're in now. That's a really big transition. So what are some meaningful things we can do this summer? The comment about being overwhelmed with all of the things that my children are navigating. It's not just self-mastery, it's having success in our life and finding the next step in our life, all those things, right? And then as a mother thinking, I care so deeply about all of these very important people that I'm making their things more my things. And it's hard for me to stay focused on my things. And so I let my things drop. And yeah, isn't that amazing? I think we can all relate to that. Our attention being held over there where we care so deeply about what happens and then how it separates us from doing something empowering for ourselves that will help us to look over there in a different way. Yeah. And then the one about comparing our family, our children, and how things are going with their decisions and their actions, and understanding that the Lord is doing his work and I'm trying to just hold the space for his long game, right? But as I look around, I can become overwhelmed with how come it's working out over there? And maybe even thoughts of what are they thinking about what's going on over here? It's just comparing ourselves, and where we're at is super tricky. Okay. Anybody thought of something they want to say yet?
Well, someone's answering. Did someone say something?
No.
Okay. Just there was one more added to the chat that I wanted to share. Our house was raided by the police. My son arrested, and he was having suicidal thoughts. I was trying to sort through all the trauma and find ways to help my son. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies, for sharing in the chat. I'm just thinking of the last one, thinking, whenever something happens at your house where the neighbors can tell something's going on over there, right? It's like, there's police cars over there. There's an ambulance over there, whatever that is, right? It's such a stretchy thing to be in a crisis at that level where, yeah, that's stretchy, and to know how to navigate that. Okay, so you ladies, all those ones that I mentioned, would any of you ladies, because you can identify, all right, she's talking about the one I put in the chat. I know that you can identify. Would any of you feel strong and have a good courage and not dismayed to just say, hey, here's a little more about that experience, or here's something where I'm stuck. Here's something I'm stuck on, and you women love the Lord as much as I do. And I'm assuming that you can relate to a mess as big as mine, because it would be such a sweet experience to mastermind. Yeah, what's on your heart?
I guess I can go.
Andrew, I'm so happy to see you. So glad you're here.
I know. I like get little like 10-minute glimpses here and there between work. But yeah, I'm happy to be here for sure. Yeah, so I have just something I could say. My husband and I have been separated for a year, and he has moved. He was across the country, and now he's moved to St. George, where I live. And he wants to reconcile, and I see some changes. I believe that he has a good heart, and I believe that he has a desire to change. So I see some change, and yet, because of addiction and just years and years, there's also habits and self-protections that are still can be hurtful. So he wants to reconcile. And then I have two teenagers still living with me. I have adult children that they get to choose what kind of relationship they have, but reconciling will really affect them. They want nothing to do with their dad. So if he wants to try to repair relationships, they want nothing to do with him. And I just feel like stuck in this situation of, I guess I feel like no matter what I choose, it's going to go really bad. Anyway, that's where I'm at. Like, one of the many messy things in my life. But yeah, I just, if I choose to reconcile, then I'm going to, my 17-year-old is trying to find places to move out and go off, and or if I choose not to, yeah, then my kids will feel better about it, and my husband will be mad, and I don't even know what I want. Anyway, yeah, it's a mess, but that's my mess, part of my many messes, but yeah.
I just wondered, I wanted to ask you a question, but before I do, I'm looking for a slide so I can share it with you and everybody. Where is it? It's coming. I know.
It is?
Okay. How long has your husband been in Utah?
He's been here since January, the end of January, and he like does have his own room with at this house of this guy in our ward, but he is over at our house all the time from the minute we wake up to the minute we go to bed because his house smells really bad and he can't stand it there. And so he's made our apartment his hub. And cognitively, and this should be super easy to be like setting boundaries and being like, no, you can't be over here. And too bad that your apartment smells bad. But it's not that easy.
Yeah, it's so real in it. It's real, right? Okay, so good. Okay, so before we go on, and this is for to answer these questions, because I just want all of us could say, here, I want to share something where I'm stuck. I'm stuck right here. And when we get to the place where we are so stuck that we're like, I don't know what to do with myself right now. I don't even know what I think. I'm not sure how to get down to the foundation or the guts of it all so I can just see myself clearly. And then I can be thinking more. What do, you know, maybe I might not know what the right thing to do is, but there are things I know. And from the foundation of eternal truths that I know, I can start stepping toward the next thing. Okay, so I'm going to share the screen. So to me, this is a tool, such a powerful tool. Whenever we're stuck and wondering, what should I do? And so I just would love it. Let's just discuss these things. You don't have to know all the answers, but just where you're at now, can we discuss these things? Okay, so as you're looking at this, on the right side it says, you know, why are you fighting and why don't you just give up? Because what you described sounded like, I fight for so many good things and I don't want to give up. But when you said, it seems like no matter what I do, it's going to be bad. There's a clarity there, but the way to get to the answer of why am I fighting and why don't I just give up often is as simple as, you know, having more clarity on who am I. That's it, because it's just me, really. All the only thing I'm in charge of is me, right? And yes, I have children and they are doing their thing and they have strong feelings and he's doing his thing and he has strong feelings, right? But just to get back to ourselves and allow ourselves to feel the Holy Ghost. And so, what would you say, looking at this slide, what jumped out at you first?
Probably how is Satan or the enemy trying to steal my identity?
What comes to your mind?
I think, I guess, just that kind of catastrophic, no matter what I do, it's going to be bad, right? Yeah, or just that hopeless or powerlessness, maybe? Or that, like, my wants and needs don't matter is what everyone else wants and needs.
So good and so normal, right? You're so normal to be in a situation like that, where you feel like you're the hub of the decision. You're the person that's going to make it or break it. So you can see how your brain and just what you value in life would be feeling powerless, or
Yeah.
would be catastrophizing all the thoughts that you're having. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's not going to go good.
Yeah. And yeah, and like I'm fighting for my family. Like I pray for my family to heal. And I don't know what that looks like because it could look a lot of different ways. But yeah, like just this thought, if I decide to reconcile, I'm gonna lose my kids. They're gonna hate me because I'm choosing dad. Or if I choose not to reconcile, then I'm this really bad villain person destroying my family because I'm choosing not to reconcile. Those are the lies I guess I'm being told.
Okay, so good. But can you Is it hard to hear that those are lies, or are you like, oh, that's super obvious?
It's hard because I'm like, no, there's what's going to happen? It's like cognitively I know, but it just feels real. Cognitively, I'm like, yeah, this is catastrophic thinking and this is not, but it just feels so real that it's just, yeah.
And likely you're feeling like you're in that situation where no decision is a decision, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's feeling heavier and heavier. And so if
yeah.
the lies that you would hear in this space of how is Satan trying to steal my identity would sound even louder and louder until you don't know what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my rent is up in July, and so he can't live with us. But then my rent's up in July, and so I have looming deadline of, yeah.
Mm.
And housing is really expensive. Mm. And so right now I can't do it on my own, but I don't want that to be like a reason to get together for money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Andrea, thanks so much for sharing. Anything else you want to say about how Satan is trying to steal your identity? Because notice when we're on this one, all the obstacles come up, right? Any obstacle you have is right in front of you.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So that's like the attack of that part. And then there's the attack. Kids are making choices that I would not want them to make, or that I am, like, if I had my way, they wouldn't make. But I'm choosing to let them honor their agency and letting them make their choices. And so lately, one of the lies has also been, if you're not, and I know it's a lie. I know it is. So I can discard it pretty easily, but it still keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. But it's, you're not going to make it, especially after conference. You're not going to make it. You're letting your kids make these choices. So you're just not going to make it. So might as well quit. You might as well just stop trying and stop. You might as well give up and I'm like, okay, that's a lie. But then it keeps coming back and back. And yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like the adversary knows there is this garden there that's so nourished with all of these, I'm frozen. Right? The pressure is really great. I don't know what to do, right? And when pressure gets really great and there's action to be made, or you feel like there is action that needs to be made or decisions that have to be made, and we're just holding in the pressure, for sure, not only the adversary is going to be distorting our thinking like that to think, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. But it just, even our brain says, it's like our brain is saying, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. We can't keep feeling like this, we're going to die. That's why this next question of what would the Savior say about who you are, about any of it, what would he say? And while you're answering this question, just notice, will your brain get interrupted and go to the obstacle? Just notice. But try to stick with, yeah, what would he say?
Yeah, my brain totally. Yeah. So he would say that I'm strong. I think he would say that I'm strong. And my brain's like, are you kidding me? He would say, I know that he has said in blessings and stuff, priesthood blessings, I've been blessed that the doors would open up for me and I would be able to support my family. So he would just remind me of that. You receive these blessings and just trust, even if I can't see it right now, just trust that he's got me. You think he would tell me that he's got my family and he knows my kids, he knows their hearts and they're not lost to him. And I think he would tell me that I'm a good mom, that even though I'm not perfect, that I'm trying really hard. And yeah, I think he would tell me he's pleased with my effort not to give up. Don't give up. He would tell me to stay close to him. He would tell me that it's going to be okay, even if I can't see it right now, because he's got it. Yeah, that I can trust him. And that's what he'd say.
So what does your heart and your mind think of when you think, I can't get off this call and just change my circumstance like that? Right? It's not going to work. But when you're like, when you are saying, I'm just going to focus on what's true, how much closer do you think you could get to a place of my next step is?
I think it gives me more hope. And yeah, I think it gives me more hope and has me maybe looking for different solutions instead of just feeling powerless, but helps me get more maybe into a problem solving mode instead of just like a powerless, I can't do anything mode.
And there's something I know about you, because I've known you for some time, that you're pretty amazing with some spiritual gifts when you like put your holy habits to work. And so anyway, are you getting anything from that stuff?
A little bit, not as much as I used to, which makes me go, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm not feeling it, like, because I used to, yeah. But I have been, like, right now, my biggest focus is just, like, the prayer, writing, and reading, but just the power part. And then the other things, if I get them in, that's great. If I don't, at least I get those three. So that's been my focus. And I have noticed, since being consistent, because I've been pretty consistent with those three, that I do have a lot more peace and I am able to catch the lies easier and be like, oh, hold up, that's a lie. Okay, I'm going to dismiss that thought and I'm not going to give that thought food of my mind or whatever. And so that has really helped, especially if I spiral. I don't spiral as often as I used to. So those things definitely have helped. Yeah.
For the next few minutes, would it be okay with you if we just, as we've listened in the spirit, if we just witness for you? Would that be okay with you, ladies?
Yeah.
Witnessing for someone is really saying, I see you in your courageous battle. I see you. I see what you're doing. I hear what you're saying. It's not necessarily, here's what I think you should do. It's, I'm standing as a witness in your life. So yeah, if we could have at least three of you share a witness, that'd be so helpful. And some of you just like me and are thinking, hey, where have you been? We're so happy to see you.
I'm one of those ladies that knows and loves her. Mm-hmm. And I've watched her fight for a long time. And I see that you are in it for the long haul. I see you having your kids' best interest at heart. I see your heart trying to be open to what God is wanting you to do. And just being so diligent in trying to do what's right.
Thank you.
I don't know, but I've talked to someone in my stake recently who's in somewhat of a similar, and just as you were finishing talking, I just felt the spirit say that God will direct you, that he knows your struggle and he will direct you in his timing. So just have confidence in that.
Yeah, I see you, and I see you standing for your family, and standing mostly as a daughter of God. And it is evident in that your desire is to do his will. And I see that you are willing and wanting, and he will answer you. And even as you've been talking right now, he's answered you. And if you go back and think on it, he has given you some answers, right? I see you. Keep pushing forward.
Thank you, Laura. Anybody else? Go ahead.
I know you too, and love you. And I'm so sorry to hear that it's still not fun. That was a hard thing that you went through, and it sounds like it's maybe still a hard thing you're going through. But something I've learned is that The Lord does not give us anything we can't handle. If we've got it, we can handle it. We just got to figure it out. So you have my love, you have my concern, and you have my prayers. And I know that Heavenly Father is right there with you. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thanks so much. Yes. Andrea, I just think as you were talking, I was thinking that whole scripture that we love, God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but yet it can be the loudest thing. You speak truth, and you are completely attracted to and surrounded by truth. I can see that. And that if something physical were standing right in front of you, this is truth and this is a lie. I know without any doubt, no, I have no doubt, you would know the difference between the one and the other, and you would choose truth. And so I just think that as it has to do with what these ladies have shared your, and one other's confidence, I think that sometimes we can get to a place where we identify that I just have no confidence. I can't figure it out. I've been in that place in my life before. And I can remember how alarming it was for my brain to hear someone that I trusted deeply say, "You make really good decisions." And it was almost like my brain had this little shattering moment, like, I do? I make good decisions? And anyway, I just want, because that was so powerful for me, I want you to know you make really good decisions. If you're the kind of person that's surrounded by light and truth, and you can look at those three questions and talk openly about truth, and you can see where things are getting distorted and where there's a lot of frozen pressure things going on. Yeah. You can make really good decisions. You can make good decisions, but you have so much help, so much armor around you that says, and we're going to support you making good decisions. You can make good decisions. Even just having the thought, I make good decisions. I can make decisions. And I just know that the Spirit comes flooding in when we open the doors that scare us the most. And often we think, if we even touch the door, what if it's the wrong one? What if the scariest things come in? But because you make good decisions and you're surrounded by truth and can identify it, I know. Yeah. I know that you deciding what your spirit-led action is going to be, I think that there'll be more light that will come rushing in to show you even further. Yeah. It's a pattern of revelation, and I just think because you have so much truth and you can speak it and you know it and you recognize it, you can make really good decisions. I love you so much, Andrea. It's so good to see you. I think you're very strong, very courageous. And if you would like to ever come talk to me, that would be so great. Thank you so much. Love you, ladies. Thank you for being with us today, Warrior Moms. I invite you to make a donation at the top of our website, mothersyouknow.org. Any amount you can afford today will help us keep Mothers Who Know services free for all moms. Thank you so much for your generosity. Moms, remember your divine identity and great worth. Continue in your courageous efforts to support God's great work. Notice the miracles you see every day, the evidence of the Savior's love and mercy. Find the message in your message. Reach out and share the principles you learn in Mothers Who Know with other mothers. You are God's secret weapon for good in this world. Finally, a few pieces of information for you. I recommend a few other podcast channels to listen to. Like Dragons Do They Fight podcast. That includes interviews and stories with those that have struggled and overcome something in their life. And the Eternal Warriors podcast, hosted by two YSA age young men who share their story, teach valuable lessons, and interview special guests. You can follow us on our social media pages on Facebook under mothersyouknow.lcs or search for Mothers You Know, and on Instagram, username @mothers_who_know. Last, if you would like additional support and training, please go to mompowertraining.com to sign up for the next 8-week Mom Power Training class for all moms. You can also go to the Mothers You Know website at mothersyouknow.org or our parent company, Life Changing Services, at lifechangingservices.org to learn more about our excellent services to support you and your loved ones. Thank you so much for listening today. Please feel free to email me anytime with questions or to set up a complimentary 30-minute appointment to visit. Please email me at mothersyouknow@lifechangingservices.org. Looking forward to hearing from you amazing moms. See you next time.